Madhya Krishna. Let's start it up. I can start there. 101, the oneness and the difference. But you know, we spoke here about Saranagati some episodes ago. Surrender. Taking shelter, being dependent on and sheltered by God and so on. I mean, this is really what it's about. Krishna consciousness. You know, here we are in a world, we're struggling with our bodies and our minds and people around us and all kinds of things and objects. It costs money and break life as usual, right? And sometimes anxiety and fears, and you know, we can die, or she or he can die, and could get hurt or sick, broke, war, disasters. Oh, I mean, and all that builds up, and we should just see and admit that, you know, not that, oh, I'm a tough one, but you know, what it actually, maybe we are, and we don't really worry so much, but maybe we just try to cope with that by pretending it doesn't exist, you know, by dulling ourselves or distracting ourselves or whatever, but down there in our basement, in the depth of our mind, there is a screaming, scared little soul. So whatever is the case for you and for me, well, well, it's really about that Saranagati, that surrender, because, and it's not a sentimental religious thing, it's based on knowledge, cosmological realities. That we find in, and then, for instance, the Srimad Bhagavatam, where God is here in my heart and is here as the actual presence of this entire cosmos, the Virat. There is only God. And I am but, no, well, I shouldn't even say but. Fortunately, simply, a part of God. As I often say, a ray of the sun of God. So here I am, but still all that exists is God, who I am a part of. And if I have that awareness, or every moment where I have that awareness right now, there's nothing to fear. And you know, we have the story when Draupadi lifts her arms. Uh, and just, you know, goes, hey, Govinda, taking, you know, surrendering, putting herself in God's hands, who then takes care of her, of course. Now, that's, of course, for us to learn from. Again, not as some fine religious sentiment, but based on knowledge, the reality. Yes, here I am, and I have a life to deal with. I have a day to deal with. I have all these things going on around me. How shall I do it? How shall I do that? But if we just raise our arms like this and give it all to God, give it all to Krishna, then we get transparent. Not that we disappear, but again, we can see the, you know, the example is there in the Vedantic Vedic knowledge of the little river that may be afraid when it approaches the ocean because it's so big and I will just disappear. But then I realized it became the ocean. It's at home. So say not become God by losing one's own individuality. But just as a brick in the wall is one with the house. It isn't the house, but it's not separated from the house. So here I am, and that surrender, that saranagati, meaning that, yeah. First of all, have that awareness that, yeah, here is God, here is Krishna, whatever you want to call God. And here are my little part, simply only a little part of God, and I'm here to serve God. I'm here to just do the good, what God wants me to do. So, phew. Everything is fine. And nothing can happen in this world around me, in this life I have, without the sanction of God, without the outset of the will of God. Unless God wants it to, but then that's anyway. And anything is possible by the will of God. Krishna, can make me do anything. I can arrange anything around me for anything to happen. These are the parts of the Saranagati, and then that humility. Which really means to just realize and be aware of that. I'm not God, the complete, big, all-powerful, all-knowing, great, great. I'm just me. And I'm completely satisfied with being just me. And who am I? I am the one here. This little part of God with this life I have, which God gives me. It's the leela, it's the adventure. And when we do it in that way, in Saranagati, then that adventure is happy. Even if what's going on out there, all the things, are completely big, total mess. Within here, well, of course, that's our training, to be happy whatever happens in this world of Maya here. Of course, for a devotee, it's not just a yes, as I give it everything to you because I'm so generous or whatever, or such a great Vaishnava. But I have nothing else. I have no other shelter. I have nothing to give, really, to God. Except myself as a servant. And then just hari, you take, you give as you like. That's what you do anyway. So yeah, this Atmanivedan, I'm just giving yourself to God. Because there is nothing else to do in the ultimate sense. Well, then this is called Sadhubhushanam. Then we are kind of becoming ourselves again. Back to reality, Sat. I mean, so this being one with God and everyone, yes, it's a fact. We are all one. We're all connected. We're all a big family. We're all the children of God. We're all the race of the same Son. But I am this part of it all, and you are your part of it all. And I mean, if I just stopped being an individual and you being another individual, so there's only one individual left, and what else? No forms, no nothing, or it's all one. Then a lot of it would be gone. It doesn't sound like a higher reality, but as a stripped down reality, bereft of, well, what really makes life enjoyable living. There are many of us. We can do nice things together. We can love each other. We can have adventures together. We can learn to know each other. I mean, each and every one of us is an individual and a mystery. And that's what's really wonderful. we all, everything, all existence is God, but then also expanding into all of us and all of these wonderful things going on in the world and in the worlds. So, yeah, if I say this Beda Beda Tattva, that we find the different names in India in the philosophy there. And I would say the peak of the philosophy, I mean, it's such a fine philosophical Siddhantic conclusive understanding and cosmology that everything fits, that works. And we just need to give up also this idea that, oh yeah, they say they got the truth, but nobody's got the truth and there's so many truths. It's not about that, it's about just finding reality. Real life, and when you find it, you will know it. It's not just some philosophical thought in the head. It's a life that you live and find works out and becomes bright and beautiful and wonderful and loving and just the way it should be. That's the proof. Not some little logical or mathematical or observational iakttagelse, observation, that you write into a book and call the truth. And that we are then supposed to read and look, oh, there's a truth in there in that book. Wow. So, yeah, therefore I say that what we find here and what Srila Prabhupada has given us and these wonderful devotees of God that have come here to help us, this is the gift they are giving us. And it is the most valuable gift. And if you, as a Vaishnava, or whatever you are, are still not convinced about that, or maybe you started doubting it. So many bad things, you know, and all that. And you should follow this Bhagavatam series. Because, well, for me, my motivation with this is to share all the beautiful insights I have received in my life and hopefully help some out here. Also be happily situated in life. Free from fear and suffering and living in love. And a great adventure. That is actually going on forever. Hare Krishna.